The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Cinema by the Campfire, where I reminisce and analyze the films I believe have really influenced the world of cinema. I'm your host, Odyssey, and it's my job to take you on that journey. Hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the first episode. As you heard in the intro, I'm your host, Odyssey, and let me talk about one of my personal favorite movies growing up, that being Spirited Away. I've watched every single Ghibli film, and I can confidently say this is arguably the best Ghibli movie. If you were to look up top 10s of the greatest animated films of all time, I can guarantee you that Spirited Away is on that list. And there's a reason why it's so popular and has had the success it's had. Everyone has a criteria of what makes a great movie, but the basis I like to use when finding out if the movie is worth recommending to another person comes down to three categories, that being soundtrack, animation, and storytelling, all of which I think Spirited Away showcased perfectly. If you haven't heard of this movie, which I doubt, let me give you a little background knowledge about Spirited Away first. It was made in 2001 by the legendary Hayao Miyazaki, who's directed many of the other well-known Ghibli films, like Howl's Moving Castle, My Neighbor Totoro, and Ponyo. I'm sure you've heard of them. Films I also really enjoyed. So there's no question that Miyazaki deserves all the credit that he's been given. He has a lot of respect in the animation industry. The thing is, Studio Ghibli was an already well-known company, but I believe it was at Spirited Away when it became bigger than it was. But anyways, let's go into a deeper analysis of what made this specific movie so critically acclaimed. Let's start with the soundtrack. You can't talk about this movie without the music. Ghibli films in general just have a great feel to it. Spirited Away, specifically, has always been known for that iconic sound. You get that vibe of a typical summer day. Anyways, Joe Hisaishi, the composer of the film, and many other Ghibli projects, his music has songs that perfectly complements its animated counterpart. They match up so perfectly together that it's kind of hard to believe that anyone can compose something so immersive and calming. Those first few keys of the piano that play within the first few minutes of the movie, it's hard to describe, but it's comforting, you know? Kind of sets the tone of what to expect for the film. We as an audience know this is a movie, but the music helps us enter the world in a way. And it's not just the music, the sounds of the world. Nothing sounds too exaggerated. It's all natural to the environment. The music, though, it truly captivates the beauty and wonder that is seen through the animation. It's like something you can sleep or study with. There's many adjectives to describe the music, but you just have to listen to it yourself to truly get the experience I'm only describing to you. It just doesn't do it justice. Next, let's talk about the animation. Now, obviously, animation is pretty important for an animated film. In this case, it was very fluid. It was smooth, and with that, each motion in the movie still had heavy detail, which a lot of companies would kind of cheat or hide. But if you go frame by frame, you could see all the effort they put in. And compared to the other movies at the time, this was visually stunning. This was during a time when computer animation was starting to take over, but Studio Ghibli would continue to hand draw their films, developing a unique art style that is recognizable to most people. For me personally, hand-drawn animation will always look more appealing to me. Their art style has come to become nostalgic for those who've grown up with these movies. I don't know, but computer animation right now is kind of plateauing. There isn't really much to improve on. Getting back on topic, It's pretty important to have good animation, but it's also important to put down on paper what exactly you envisioned for your projects. And Studio Ghibli, I feel, always does fantastically. You can see with each character that Miyazaki is filled with creativity with each design. And don't forget the setting. They really did a great job in showcasing the beauty of this world. There are moments when they just let the audience breathe and enjoy that animation. Through that silence, and when there's a scene with a lot of going on, the audience know. It's pretty important to have good animation, but it's also important to put down on paper what exactly you envision for your projects. And Studio Ghibli, I feel, always does this fantastically. You can see with each character that Miyazaki created is filled with creativity, with each design shown. And don't forget about the setting. There are moments when they just let the audience breathe and enjoy the animation. Through that silence, and when there's a scene with a lot of things going on, the audience knows that it's important because of those little moments throughout the film, of those silence. Speaking of little moments, the movement of characters may be a small detail, but can definitely add to the realism to this fictional setting. Like Disney, they would have to try and figure out how these characters would move, and they have some pretty unique people. The colors complement with the atmosphere of each scene. At first, the new environment that is shown to the protagonist is dark, but goes to a lighter tones by the end of the movie. When it comes to hand-drawn animation, Ghibli is definitely top tier, even toppling Disney, in my opinion. It's mostly likely because they focus on the animation before even writing. That could be a factor. Spirited Away is not really known for its story. A girl gets trapped in a strange world and must find her way back home. Pretty standard. But I always like the phrase, it's about the journey, not the destination. And in this case, Miyazaki takes those 2 hours and 5 minutes to get you really sucked into these worlds. Rather than sticking to the main plotline, it heavily puts focus on the world-building aspect. Miyazaki also wanted to make the movie as realistic as possible, despite the outlandish environment. What makes Spirited Away more realistic is not through the animation alone. It's also through the subtle details. They hide them within the film and get us to notice aspects of life we see every day and appreciate that beauty and immerse ourselves in this fantasy. It's a perfect blend between the animation medium and human nature. She grows as a person to save her family and friends, and we see her grow, but she starts out just like anybody else. Even the other characters in this movie start off as cold, but grow softer as we get to know them. There's not a clear-cut villain, though Yubaba and No Face can be seen as villains, but they become less scary and more sympathetic once you discover what's really going on with them. Something we didn't see often at that time. Also, the pacing for this movie, though long, didn't feel that way. I think that's a problem for some animated movies. We get overloaded with the plot that we never have the time to breathe. There are scenes within Spirited Away where there's not a lot going on, but there doesn't have to be. There's a certain calmness in Spirited Away, which frees our mind of all the worries in the world, and just be a part of this world created by Miyazaki. That's what I feel like happens for movies in general. They are an escape for us. But anyways, this movie broke barriers for its time. The last time something had that big of an impact on this industry was probably from Walt Disney himself. The movie introduced a new audience to the world of Japanese animation. Spirited Away's legacy is also important because of the recognition it brought to anime, after becoming the first anime feature to win the Oscar for Best Animated Film. Something that is still getting pushed aside all these years later, but that's for another episode. The movie went on to even inspire one of the most notable animation directors, that being John Lasseter, who you should know from films like Cars and other Pixar films. It was through Lasseter and his efforts that made Disney to distribute the film to the American audience, and it was right then and there that made the film into the global phenomenon. My bad. Phenomenon it's known as today. Ghibli set the golden standard of what an animated film could be and would go on to inspire animators and writers for years to come. Miyazaki uses the animation medium to its fullest potential. Miyazaki uses the animation medium to its fullest potential, not wasting a single frame, and created a unique experience that you cannot find anywhere else. To conclude today's podcast, this is an amazing film. Definitely a must-watch if you haven't already. Stunning visuals, beautiful music, and great storytelling. It'll have you immersed in a world you wish you didn't have to say goodbye to. Speaking of endings, this concludes our very first episode. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Time to put out the campfire. Thank you so much for listening.